Putting it quite funny. top job, that's great, too. I'd be on the, I'd be in my own deal, whichever one wins the other one works on that thing. But Bob's a better candidate current guy.
Yeah, Michael got the votes, and Michael, it made such clear to Michael that we're not gonna have, with the White House, that there will be no intervention, and that yes, the vote was, would have been very acceptable, but there's not gonna be any fighting one or the other, and that it works for work together. But the problem, on where we should stand now, this is how it's up. So I said to Gordon, let's not wait for that damn May 9th dinner, get it over there.
Sure.
And Michael wants, Michael thinks it's gonna come a little earlier, so I told Bob, I said, look, we're not intervening, but if there's some way to get it, we are interested in seeing whatever happens, happens soon, so we can get this Reach thing.
Why do they have to wait for
that? Bob, well, there's a good, maybe I'd go back now with having one in Alaska. See, we won in Alaska. And now that would, you know, why we can't help it.
Why can't Bob say, look, I'm going to, we got to get going in Canada. For him, this is Sam, he's a caretaker, let's face it. And Bob should get out of that thing and get these young guys to work on it.
Well, he thinks...
Do your best.
I wasn't.
No, he thinks what?
Well, Bob thinks is that he's still got this never, I'm not going to do something against Joe, throw me, right? And it's the staff, you know, the thing. And they think that what I set up with this Reach thing that I explained to you is kind of a threat to him. But I know I'm going to speak to Sam Devine, the 100, you know, GOP guys next week. And I know we can work it out once we get the change in, because both Michael and Brass, this is a hell of a good idea.
100.
Oh, that, you know, the Sam Devine regulars, the conservative,
how many are there?
100, he says, in the Congress. And this is not a way
to do it. This is not taking out some of the new ones, then.
Yeah, and this is everybody, but these are the Nixon, the strongest Nixon supporters. And I'm not speaking on this subject, he just asked me to kind of address
the... I did the young ones yesterday. I mean, that one here. The fourth, when I say the young ones, the newest, the fourth of them. See if Sam has a group as small as 40 that he could get. Because, of course, you don't really need the doctors like preaching in the choir, but on vetoes you need to. Because those guys are under horrible heat.
Yeah.
Old Sam would vote for anything. Most of those guys, after crying out loud, take those guys from Tennessee, they went by 80%. It's ridiculous for these people to make a veto. It's just thinking it's going to hurt. You know it never has, never has affected anything.
It's the individual need.
They write letters. That's basically writing letters. The guy I was referring to was one of less areas involved.
Yeah, yeah.
Think of the only time you never voted with it. You kept it.
You said that on Janet's, Rob, going off to Janet. Janet says, I feel like the president is, I don't know how big a son Jeff Rocky did on it, but yeah, I feel like this is a wonder. He's made my day. He's made my whole year. Now I'm going to see the president. So if you want to see him, I'll be something.
Right.
I think it's the right move.
Sure. Well, you tell him you be in touch with the guy at Javits and say, let's, we've got to get him out of the way here.
He doesn't know what's on.
But tell him I want to see him. And I tell him I'd like to see him as I get a little closer to thinking about the cradle when Schultz gets back. So that he and Schultz and I would like to
get
the trade bill. The trade bill. I want to do some thinking about the trade bill because... And when Schultz gets back, he and Schultz might be fair enough.
One last point, Mr. President. On Cahill thing, if we could, I know they put the pressure on him. I know we've agreed to it. And I talked to, as you told me, with the Rocky meeting. I got a hold of Mitchell. Mitchell says, yes, the president should see him, as I told you. But then he added to that, we ought to keep it out of the endorsement thing. And that's going to be hard. I think I need to get them to say, well, all right, we'll see the president, but do not inject it if you agree with him. If you want to do it different, tell me.
I can't endorse.
All right, keep him out of that. That works.
A legitimate primary. Yeah, a legitimate primary. Even if it's incumbent, I will not endorse.
And other people support.
If a Sandman's our friend,
sure.
That's just Cato. So I can't endorse between those two.
I tried to talk Charlie out of it, and he's my friend. I went into Congress on the side of Charlie. You're going to divide the day. He said, George, this stuff is serious. Now, the other thing, before we agree, but firmly set it on, I told the guys to hold back because there is an IRS thing that Mitchell asked Ehrlichman to look into. Ehrlichman's going to do that this afternoon. And then Hunt, who's a big Nixon man, John Hunt, Rocky Hunt, you know, the crazy guy. But he's got a whole bunch of
scripts. He votes good.
He votes great, and he's a hard line, believe me. And he sent word to me that he has a very, I'm still worried about
that, of course.
Well, probably, but I'm still worried that even inadvertently, you get dragged, we get dragged into this.
Well, you know, George, I wouldn't get dragged in except we had a dinner. That's the crux. I meet these congressmen.
We got to do it.
And they all grab
And Holton is went to
the other. Thank God that Holton came off for God.
I had a long meeting. We got to have to do it.
You'll be in touch with Jabez and say, Schultz gets back. Now that he and Schultz and I would like to
get
the trade bill. The trade bill. I have to do some thinking about the trade bill because, and when Schultz gets back, he and Schultz and I would be fair enough.
One last question on Cahill thing. If we can, I know they put the pressure on him. I know we've agreed to it. And I talked to, as you told me, with the Rocky meeting. I got a hold of Mitchell. Mitchell says, yes, the president should see him, as I told you. But then he added to that, we ought to keep it out of the endorsement thing. And that's going to be hard. I think I need to get them to say, well, all right, we'll see the president, but do not inject it if you agree with him. If you want to get a different tell me.
I can't endorse.
All right, keep him out of that. That would work so
much. A legitimate primary.
Yeah.
A legitimate primary. Even if it's incumbent, I will not endorse.
I'll support
it. If they send them to our friends, as is Cato. So I can't endorse between those two.
I tried to talk Charlie out of it, and he's my friend. I went into the Congress on the Saturday. Charlie, you're going to divide the day. He said, George, this stuff is serious. Now, the other thing, before we agree, but firmly set it on, I told the guys to hold back because there is an IRS thing that Mitchell asked Ehrlichman to look into. Ehrlichman's going to do that this afternoon. And then Hunt, who's a big business man, John Hunt, Rocky Hunt, you know, the crazy guy. But he's got a whole bunch of scripts.
He votes good.
He votes great, and he's a hard line, believe it. And he says, he sent word to me that he has a very, I'm still worried. Well, probably, but I'm still worried that by even inadvertently, you get dragged, we get dragged right into this.
Well, you know, George, I wouldn't get dragged in except we had a dinner. That's the problem. I meet these congressmen.
We've got to do it.
And they all grab it, and they want to see you, right?
You did do that. And Holton is,
went to the dinner. Thank God that Holton came off for God. So,
yeah, I had a long meeting. We got
to have to do it.
Before the 74 election, this group, which was two Democratic congressional leaders, Jack Maher, Stetz Coleman, and Openshain, who got the wants to run for the Senate, they think that two of the remaining three Demos will switch before the 74 election and be Republicans. They think that they can get Openshain if they'll do it as lieutenant governor, and then we've got a Republican state.
Accelerate any ideas about the commonly switched election?
I think so. I'd love to chat with you for 10 minutes on that. Well, someday we have it because it affects how he does it. Yes, the answer is clearly yes. And then what
happens? My guess is the people that can talk to him have their Democratic friends.
He sent his Democratic right hand man, or he didn't send him, but I saw him at a Texas State. He would like George Christian. I know Connie wants to talk to you. I said, look, I've made clear publicly we want to be a Republican, but I just had a feeling that I had in mind.
I think you're stay away from it. We'll stay away at this point. But I think the Virginians should be prepared to go earlier if Connie goes, because Connie should be followed by some others if he should go.
The mayor of Houston, Louis Welch, a big fan of yours, told me the other night, I'm willing to switch to become a Republican. I said, well, Louis, do it. Yeah, but if there's some scenario, a call from you could make him publicly do it, or maybe even from me if you tell me to call him.
Yeah.
But they're just breaking nicely on that. We need to chat about 5 minutes on the Conley thing.
I think the Conley thing, that was enormous.
I think it's tremendously important.
It's the name's going to mean something.
Tremendously. But from Johnny's standpoint, the thing I know, what happens is you see that
the moment he goes, he's a candidate for president.
That's right. But what he needs in Texas is a visible success for another Republican. This guy was upset. Look, the only way that can happen would be for you. He's talking to me about running for governor. I'm going to do that. But if we can get a